It was held on the grass verge at the south end of Malham Tarn. They put up a tented enclosure just about the point where the Pennine Way crosses it, where it comes up from Malham Cove and then on towards the Malham Tarn House. As I say, I think the platform party consists of obviously Tom Stevenson, and I think Barbara Castle was there because she was quite a good walker. But I know it was a nice day and there was quite a lot there.
Tell us about Tom Stevenson.
I only met him once. I went to a meeting of the, I think it was called the Pennine Way Council in Leeds. And he was there and I had a bit of a chat with him. He was a very nice chap anyway, in the Ramblers. Of course, he was secretary at the time and it was his idea, wasn't it?
You've walked all around here for years, yeah. Will. Yeah. What did you think of the idea of the Pennine Way? What did you make of it?
It was a good idea. It was obviously the idea came from America, didn't it? Well, they had the long distance trails and things like that. It certainly produced a succession of ways since, hadn't it? It was very busy in its early days, but now it's not. You don't see quite as many doing it because there's so many other ways that have cropped up. There's at least three round here. They've got the Calderdale Way, the Todmorden Millennium Way. And
what do you remember, what stands out from all the hours and days you've spent walking on the Pennine Way?
Oh, the best bits start from Gargrave and finish up at up in Swaledale. Oh no, go a bit farther on up as far as Teesdale and over the top to Dufton. That's about the best bit, really. That's a superb walk from Upper Teesdale up past High Force and then over past Birkdale and then that hike up Nick. It's a marvellous view.
Is it all about the views then, Will?
Well, there's other things as well. There's lots of other historical interests. And there's that Tot Withins, isn't there? That farmhouse, which was reputed to be the original of Wuthering Heights.
One piece of the Pennine Way I see a lot is the bridge over the M62. What do you remember that being put up?
Well, from what I remember, as I say, one of my colleagues that was in the that I worked with up in Manchester was a prominent member of the Manchester Ramblers. And he moved to Milnrow when he got married, and he got involved in checking out on footpaths in the Rochdale and Milnrow area. He must have had some contact with the council, and they gave him some maps, you know, the definitive maps. And when he looked at them, this was before the M62 had been built, but it had been like roughly shown on the route. And I realised they didn't seem to make any provision for the Pennine Way to go across it. So he reported it, and the result is they got the bridge.
Even today, when we walk the Pennine Way, we can see white acorns painted on that show the way.
Yeah.
You're involved in that. Tell me your involvement in the White Acorns.
Well, as I say, after it officially opened in 1965, I think the local council decided that it needed signposting, and I offered to paint these acorns signs. I made the initial paint of all the way from Studley Pike to Walshadeen, which is that's the bit covered by Hepton Rural District, because they covered the whole of it. It was Hepton Rural District Council boundary starts just below Studley Pike, and it goes right up to the head of Walshadeen, because it was the parishes. It's Erringdon on that side, Blackshaw here, and then once you get past Golden, there's a bit of Hepton Stall. And then you run into Wadsworth. So, but the Hepton Rural District Council was the main council. But of course, it disappeared under the 1974 local government reorganisation.
We're here in Ebden Bridge today. The path didn't. It does from to Saturday. Come through Ebden Bridge. There was no. That obviously, as someone who lived in Ebden Bridge, that was a bit of a shame, wasn't it?
Well, I think the idea was to keep to the tops as much as possible, but it had to come down into the valley here to get onto the tops of over there. There's always possibility of diversions off route in the early days, particularly. You had to make diversions off the route to find accommodation. Even if you were camping, you had to find an alternative site. It's been altered quite a bit over the years.